أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It was really a great blessing, brothers and sisters, to finish several surahs in tafsir, in exegesis of the Holy Quran. Allah blessed us to finish up Surah Al-Fatiha, the first chapter of the Holy Quran. Allah blessed us to finish Surah Al-Qadr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to finish Surah Yusuf. And thanks to ShiaTV.net that they are broadcasting it, and that the benefits is multiplying to the people. Inshallah ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put it in my heart, I would like to start the tafsir from the end of the Holy Quran, and that is from the small chapters. And the idea really is not mine. It is the idea is one of the ladies, may Allah bless her, inshallah ta'ala, in the Islamic Republic. She had started the tafsir from the small surahs. And when they asked her why, she said, because everybody begins the tafsir from the beginning of the Holy Quran, which is Surah Al-Baqarah, and it is extremely long. I will start from the small ones. I thought it was a very good idea, so inshallah ta'ala, we will begin by Surah Al-Falaq, which is the last surah. As you know, brothers and sisters, the Holy Quran is 114 chapters, according to the Quran that is in our hands, and the last chapter is Surah Al-Falaq, which begins, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. I'm sorry, it is الناس. It begins with Surah الناس. Sorry for somehow my chapter was, the Holy Quran was on that page. So I started by saying الفلق. No, it is not. The last chapter of the Holy Quran, it is Surah الناس, the people. And it is six ayahs. Surah An-Nas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. We have, subhanAllah, if you go through the Holy Quran and make a small, quick little research, you will see that the Holy Quran can be categorized, can be grouped. For instance, we have surahs that begins with Qul, and there are five surahs that they begin with Qul. And they have a great benefit for protection. These are the surahs that are protection. Then again, if you go, you will see a whole bunch of surahs that begins with Sabbaha. You will see other surahs that begins with Yusabbihu. Other groups, you could group these chapters together by for instance, Alif Lam Mim, or Alif Lam Ra. SubhanAllah. The Holy Quran really, as we have mentioned many times, is a very amazing book. After all, it is, although you see it as a book, Al-Quran, but the characteristics, it seems like it's humanly. Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Al-Quran Al-Majid. Yes, subhanAllah. These characteristics, seems like you give it to a human being. You say he is Kareem, he is a generous man. He is Majid, he's high, he's lofty, whatever. You know, it is characteristics. Why? Because the Holy Quran is a living miracle that is living between us. And in one way or another, we should always attach ourselves to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should attach ourselves and connect ourselves and be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught us. As you know, the hadith says, if you would like to listen, if you would like to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to you, go and read the Holy Quran. Then you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to you. If you would like to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the etiquette is prayer. Go make salat, go make namaz. So when you make namaz, you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you read the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to you. Now, as I said, the last chapter of the Holy Quran is Surah An-Nas. And it begins with قُلْ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. Someone may ask why this surah began with قُلْ. And it could be understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his great prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala habib ilahi al-alameen, he told his beloved, say. Now why do I have to say again? Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala, he came to us and he also started by saying, say. It is really amazing. The word qul means say. But this shows the honesty of the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came by saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that great sincerity and loyalty, he came and he said, Allah said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. He didn't say, أعوذ برب الناس. No, he said, say, أعوذ برب الناس. He did not take these words away. Some people think that, no, we should take the word قل away. Because Allah told us to say أعوذ, and we should begin with أعوذ. No, Quran is not that way. Quran came with the word قل, and we should say قل. قل أعوذ برب الناس. The sincerity of Rasulullah, we should continue by saying, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. We have explained, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and if somebody would like to return to the understanding of this great ayah, which is called Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, please refer to Surah Al-Fatiha, and the one that is right on shiatv.net, and you will see I don't want to go back into explaining the same thing over and over and over again. So inshallah ta'ala, we will begin with قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Now if you realize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used three different characteristics that we should seek refuge. قُلْ, say, أَعُوذُ, I seek refuge to the Lord of the people. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Then he said, مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, the king of the people. إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, أَلِهَ وَلَهَ, means the one that we worship. And if you put alif lam to it, it becomes Allah. إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Now why three? If you go and read Surah Al-Falaq, for instance, the one that we said at the beginning of the session, you see that it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ. Immediately, one characteristic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started there. And here he said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. Now, brothers, once again, the Holy Quran is focused, completely focused, with total awareness on one point, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Holy Quran is one synchronized words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this whole universe. The words of Allah is synchronized with this whole universe and it goes hand in hand. Once we read the Holy Quran, we say, A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Then we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you realize, in A'udhu, you immediately seek refuge to Allah, to the Almighty Allah. In Bismillah, Allah said, Bismillah, with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Choose a characteristic to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why, when you are seeking refuge, you immediately seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the strongest existence, the creator of this whole cosmos and universe. And in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you say, in the name of Allah. If you realize, here begins with the same thing. The seeking refuge to Allah is from what? It's from the evil of al-waswas. Now, al-waswas al-khannas. Now first let me explain that, then I come to this point inshaAllah ta'ala. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Say, I seek refuge to the Lord of the people. ملك الناس, the king of the people. إله الناس, the Lord, the Allah, the worship, the one that should be worshipped of the people, for the people. من شر الوسواس الخناس, from the evil of the whisperer, الخناس, the one that will run away, will be put off when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is using three characteristics versus in Al-Falaq only one characteristic? Because, see brothers and sisters, the waswas is something inside of you. Now if someone came and wanted to fight with you, you see him. So you have an advantage of running away, for instance, or protecting yourself, or bringing a shield and somehow saving yourself from that hit or whatever it is. But when the fight is from inside, shaitan is inside. Shaitan goes all the way to the depth of yourself and he started whispering and whispering and whispering. Whispering, Ya Subhanallah. As soon as you remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he becomes khannas, he khunus. He runs away from you. Now mind you, these verses, these chapters of the Holy Quran are extremely great for protection. And as I said, there are five chapters in the Holy Quran that begins with the word Qul. What are these five chapters? This is one of them. Surah An-Nas. Surah An-Nas is one of the surahs that begins with Qul. Then it is Surah Al-Falaq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi-Rabb al-Falaq. That's the second. Then we have Surah Al-Ikhlas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Now that's three. Then we have Surah Al-Kafirun. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون. Now there are four in which these verses, these chapters, they are protection from evil eye, from jealousy, from unseen powers that we don't know. And the fifth one is Surah Al-Jinn. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أوحي إلي أنه استمع نفر من الجن فقالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا عجبا. And so forth. So we have five chapters that begins with قل. Matter of fact, it is extremely recommended that when someone had a baby, after the adhan in the right ear and the iqama in the left ear, a person should read these five surahs and make a little blow on the baby and the mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send angels as a shield to protect the baby and the mother, inshallah ta'ala, which is a good recommendation for you to do. Matter of fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he was always protecting his two grandsons, Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Mujtaba, Wal-Imam Al-Husayn Al-Shaheed Bi-Karbala. He was always protecting them by reading these chapters to give them that inner strength. So, we have three different characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from an inner enemy, an enemy that is inside of us. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our beloved. He said, say, I seek refuge to the Lord of the people. The Lord, the word Rabb means that that Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is so knowledgeable, that is so kind, so loving, so caring, the one that He wants to teach you to be better and better and better in your life. But yet don't forget, it is He is Malik al-Nas, He is the King of the people. And He is not only the King, but He is also the owner of the people. He is Ilah al-Nas, He is the only one that is worthy of worship. Don't you worship any other thing. Don't you worship, God forbid, the shaitan. Don't you worship your own self. Don't you all worship money. Don't you worship position. Don't you worship women if you like something. You know, don't let these things take you out of the focus of the reason why you are put on the face of the earth. We are put on the face of the earth, brothers and sisters, so we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should search for that existence. He is the one that will protect us. Protect us from what? From an inner enemy. Min shar. It's an evil. That evil is a whisperer. The word al-waswas means the one that whispers. But in Arabic, we have something called mubalagha. Mubalagha means a tremendous amount of that characteristics. Alladhi yuwaswis, al-waswas, means the one that makes a lot of whispering. If he had a chance, he will whisper to you and whisper to you, and he never stops. But then he is also al-khannas. Khannas, khunus. Khannas means as soon as you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will run away from you. Because He knows that he cannot fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows that you held the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that nothing in this whole existence can beat. If the whole existence wanted to go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be the losers. So He knows this. So therefore, as soon as you remember, He will make khulus. He runs away. And yet, the word khannas is the name, one of the names of the sons of Iblis, of Shaytan, of Lucifer. Now, we have a hadith, or several hadiths, that Satan also can produce babies, that produce children. And he has many children, and I think if I've seen, he had about 70 some odd children, in which they have multiples of children, and each one is specialized in a certain action, certain duty, to lure the people out of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a Satan, for instance, that his specialty is to make a woman beautiful. And he whispers to you, look at her, whatever, look at her, whatever, astaghfirullah, you know. And forgive me for bringing, but the hadith tells us, so you will be aware and you will focus on yourself. You know how shaitan is luring you, and you will not be looking at these places. SubhanAllah, look, when a woman comes, you immediately, it seems like your eyes want to go to certain parts of that woman. bad places. That is a shaitan. There is a shaitan that his specialty is not to let you pray. There is another shaitan that his specialty is to lure you, to not to let you pay attention to the prayer, and so forth. There is a shaitan that he does not let you pay charity, sadaqah, for instance, to a poor or to a center or so forth. Ya subhanAllah, and this shaitan, his name is Al-Khannas. He makes khunus once you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his job is waswas. Makes waswasa, waswasa, whispers. And mind you, there is also, you know, a disease that's called waswasa. This disease, ya subhanAllah, as I heard, it says that it only hits the mu'min people. In other words, what happens is when a person becomes mu'min, then suddenly he wonders, did I make a wudu or not? Did I do the wudu right? And then he goes and he does the wudu again, and again, and again, and again. Now this person has the disease called al-waswas. And really a person should cure himself. He should not be waswas. Because as you see, this is from Satan. Shaitan is the one that comes. If he couldn't take you away from a certain worship, what he does is he pushes you to do it more and more and more until you really become tired of it, to become sick of it. So you will not do it again. Or maybe he preoccupies you with that action. For instance, just the wudu, for instance. The wudu, he lets you use water for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, just to make sure that you made a wudu. Ya subhanAllah, wudu does not take that much. It is a disease. Now please, if you see that it is taking you more than, let's say, 2 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever for wudu, please go and sit down with a good scholar, a spiritual scholar, in order to help you, to get you out of this waswas disease. من شر الوسواس الخناس. Now this waswas, this Satan, that his name is Khannas, that his job is to make whisper, where does he make the waswasa? الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. Now immediately, now how he does that? Now please pay attention. If you realize there is a verse from the Holy Quran, and it is in Surah Al-Zukhruf. If you read that, it is really one of the greatest chapters of the Holy Quran. In that place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, now inshallah I will not make a mistake in reading it, He says that وَمَنْ يَعْرُضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينًا. Now what it means, now, inshallah I've said it, I read it right, He said, whoever forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever does not remember Allah, whoever becomes preoccupied with something mundane, dunya, immediately shaitan will be his friend. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. قَرِينٌ means right next to him, a friend. And then he starts his whispering. So what is the cure? The cure is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is by reading the Holy Quran. Is by saying, A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Is saying, Qul a'udhu b'rabbi al-nas, Malik al-nas, Ilah al-nas, Min sharr al-waswas al-khannas, Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudur al-nas, Min al-jinnah. من الجنة والناس. We have many creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Matter of fact, we have an infinite amount of creatures. If you look at the seas, you see, subhanAllah, the wonders of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go to the mountains, you will see the wondrous, beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in this world is beautiful, because everything in this world is being created by that beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of this whole universe. If you go to the skies, look, you will see so many different beautiful birds that they're flying. If you go to the world of unseen, you will see many, many, many beautiful creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it is, angels, spirits, and so forth. And also, we have jinn. Jinn are one of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, two different creatures in this universe, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, that limited choice, power, one of the greatest in this characteristics, and the most beautiful in this world, beautiful characteristic of this world, is the freedom to choose. Now, if you look, you see that this huge sun, you know that the sun cannot deviate from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, "Ittiya taw'an aw kurha." You are going to come, whether you want it or you're not going to want it. Your instinct is to do the job, and you must do it, and you cannot deviate. Therefore, look, these billions of years that you see the sun is coming up, it does not deviate a split of a second from its duty. The earth, for instance, it does not deviate from its duty. The moon, the galaxies. But yet, two creatures, al-jinn, the genies, and an-nas. So, the shaitan whispers in the chests, fi sudur an-nas, in the chests of the human being, among them, among of the jinn and one-nas. So it is an explanation that he makes waswasa. This waswasa is been done by humans and the jinn. Now shaitan is among the jinn. Now there is a dispute. The shaitan is from what? Many of our scholars, they say they are from the jinn. So they whisper. And also humans. There are some humans that they will be worse than shaitan. And they come and they stand in front of you. And they bother you by whispering and whispering and whispering. Until God forbid, all what they want is to let you make a bad sin. Don't listen to them. Even to these people, immediately be aware of that situation. Immediately remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least you see him. If shaitan cannot be seen and he is whispering to your chest from inside, the human being, you can see him. And you can protect yourself. But what you need is to remember. Now, you have to know, brothers and sisters, the reason why this is one of the five chapters that you need to read for protection. And if you do that every night, one of the places that you read these chapters is at night before you go to sleep. You read them. You read the surahs that begins with Qul and you go to sleep, and inshallah you will be protected. And if you read them in the morning, you will be protected for the day. So you read them at night, Allah will protect you and your family in the night. And if you read them, inshallah, in the morning, Allah will protect you for that day, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that protection that we need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to the Holy Quran and to Him and to Ahlul Bayt. Inshallah ta'ala, the next session will be Surah Al-Falaq. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل